We have another really incredible guest with us today, Amy.
Are we doing aircraft manufacturers now?
Well, we're talking about people that are involved in aviation, aerospace. They build all kinds of stuff.
Well, that's it's really EAA, cool. So it would make sense to talk about maybe kits and other miscellaneous. I mean, we try. This is a broad spectrum talk show. So who have we got, hon?
We have Ron Luck with us today, and Ron is the CEO and president and owner of Compair Aviation, and they are known for a number of different kinds of aircraft. But I looked at mostly composite airplanes, 500 of them. But Ron is passionate about composites,
yes,
unlike aluminum. So what is it that makes you passionate about composites?
Well, aluminum is wonderful, but you can do all kinds of stuff you can't do with aluminum. You can compound curves, you can make parts, and it's lesser of a part count. Plus, when I buck rivets, everything gets weird. It's just all dented and it does.
It's hard on your hands too.
Yeah. No, aluminum,
aluminum
doesn't
a lot
like,
of rivets.
It doesn't like me. Yeah. It's just what it is. It just doesn't like me.
I get it.
So is your business kind of the professional side of what people do with 3D printers? I mean, where they design something and then
we do use the 3D printers and stuff. But no, we make everything. We have our own big three-axis CNC machine, so we do everything that way, which is kind of cool.
Where are you located exactly?
We are located in Florida on the East Coast. So if I walk out on the ramp in my office, I can see the vehicle assembly building of Cape Canaveral.
Oh, that I know exactly where that is.
Yeah.
So
we walk out and watch Elon or whoever launch, and it's gotten to be there's a launch. You walk out, yep, there it goes, and go back in. You know, it's because you're so used to it, and we have customers that come in and like, can I see a launch?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Is that a weird sensation?
It is. Because one of my customers came in and he said, I said, yeah, I'll call Elon and tell him, hey, can you do this at 3 today? You know, I've got a guy here who wants to see you go.
Yeah, we'll put it on Twitter. Oh,
yeah.
No, it's not called Twitter anymore.
Ooh.
Sorry. But you're a contractor to the aerospace industry, really, aren't
we
you?
We do some work for SpaceX, Blue Origin, ULA, because our CNC house does that kind of stuff. We have some big CNC machines that do that.
Well, but that makes sense from a location perspective and also from a skills perspective,
right,
with your workforce, that you would be able to do that. The best part of that, though, is that makes it more affordable for you to do the kits.
Yeah, and we have access to very smart people, which I'm not one of, but no, we do. The resources at the Space Center are incredible. So in that respect, we're lucky. And it's easier for us to recruit people because who doesn't want to live in Florida? Well, okay, some people don't. But
yeah, I was going to say, I live in Florida, and right now, I'm
toasty.
Very happy that I'm here.
A little toasty down there,
yeah.
But that's
yeah.
Okay.
I sweat better than I shiver, so it's okay.
When I was over at your display the other day, the exhibit the other day, I saw these aircraft that I had not seen before, quite honestly. I saw the 6.2 of the Compair,
that's
piston.
Our brand new, that's our new one.
And then the mock-up. No, it wasn't a mock-up. It was just a bare fuselage of the turbine, which I guess you're going to put a Walters into?
Yeah, the 601D. So that airplane will fly. That's an actual flight article.
Mm-hmm. And so is it sold already?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is.
Oh, darn.
But
he's willing
to make a deal.
Yeah, okay. Well, now, how did you happen to pick the Walters engine for that?
We've been using Walters for a very long time. In fact, we were the first experimental company, home-built, to pick up and use a Walter engine and then offer them for our kits. So we have about 200, and I believe it's 280 Walter-powered airplanes flying.
That's a lot of turbine aircraft in the kit industry.
Yeah.
I would say that's a healthy chunk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We know people on the field who have built smaller aircraft, and they hear, build a turbine airplane?
Why not?
That's a composite that carries six.
Yeah.
Sounds like an incredible project. I mean, is it overwhelming to some people?
Yeah, I would imagine for some people it would be, but It's not that particularly the new airplane is the culmination of what we've learned over the years in building airplanes to make it simpler and easier and stronger, lighter. So what you see there is an awful lot of experience.
We're speaking with Ron Luck, who's the CEO of Compair, and down in Titusville. That's the that's where all the rocket launchers are too. And so when you mentioned that you've learned a lot of things over the years, what changes to the way you build the kit parts, or what's the most dramatic one that you remember?
Well, we've learned how to build parts to make it easier for the builder. So things that are fixtured properly that interlock and make it so you almost can't make a mistake. Where the hinge points go for instance, in the bottom of the wing, it's all molded in. Where you can't mess up. You can't. It's all molded for you. The holes are there. You just push a piece of CNC'd, it goes in. So it does. It works really, really well. It does take some of the artistry out of it, though.
Yeah, but in a lot of ways, as the kit manufacturer, you kind of want to do that, right?
Absolutely. I mean,
you want to standardize what the product ultimately becomes. And even though, yes, it's experimental aviation, every time they start to change things, your heart palpitates a little bit, doesn't it?
We hate, I'm sorry to say it, we hate changes. And if people ask us, can I do this, can I do that? And the answer is, well, we tried that before, and it doesn't work. So, no. And they do it anyway. Yeah. And then the other one is the automotive engines.
It's okay. You can say it.
It gives me pause.
Gives you pause is fair, because it opens a giant unknown. And there have been some bad accidents that have happened because of those unknowns.
Yeah.
And we are not dissing auto engine installations by any stretch of the imagination, but it just opens up this big, giant, I'm not using negative, metaphors or anything like that. It just opens everything onto a different plane. And these are the reasons why, even with the new kinds of test rules that are coming out for test flying your kit airplanes, if you've got an uncertified engine or an unknown engine, you're going to end up out there for a long time in test phase.
Yes. The other thing that happens, and as a manufacturer, when an engine fails and it's whatever it is, nobody reports that. They only say, a Compair crashed or a Compair went in. No one says, it was an LT whatever engine and that's what the failure was. They just know it was my airplane.
Correct. And that's bad publicity no matter how you slice it. I get that. I really do get that.
Well, I'm imagining as a builder, I'm getting on with my turbine comp, and I'm making good progress, and it's time to swing the engine in there. I'm not going to do that in my garage because I'm not building it in my garage anyway. But how you've got to have help to do that. I mean,
it's not a particularly heavy engine, so it's no harder to install and hook up as a Lycoming or a Continental is. It's different. And we also offer assistance. We've flown out to different airports
with an
engine guy and say, hey, let me look at this. We've gone out to just do the first runs. The funny part about the difference between a piston and a turbine is as soon as the engine starts, if it's a piston, you're happy. It's like, oh, good, the engine starts. Everything's great. With a turbine or a jet, it's just the opposite. It's like, the engine started, because that's when the bad things start to happen. And so it's just kind of an interesting teaching, and that's what we try to do. We emphasize safety and teaching to our customers.
There's got to be a lot of teaching, I would think, because you see a lot of customers who are coming from a pure piston background.
Right.
What's involved in getting them up to speed for that, Walter?
We encourage people to come down to the engine manufacturer, and they have a cutaway engine, and they will go through the different components of the engine, how it works, what it does, and then we prefer to do the first runs on the engine if they'll let us do it, to fly somebody out there and do the first runs and the first taxi tests and everything, and teach them how to start the engine and properly manage it. Because once you do that, a turbine engine is a more reliable, far better engine. Well, not really better, But they're great. They really are. But it's a different management.
Correct. Are you seeing that that is the engine that everybody wants in that airplane now?
Well, yeah, everybody wants it. Everybody wants all the power they can get. Let's face it. Everybody wants an airplane that lands at 20 miles an hour, cruises at 300, costs $2 an hour to run. That's what I want. But so yeah, they all want all the power. They burn a lot of fuel.
Yes, they
do.
So
you do have to take that into consideration. But yes, I love the engines.
But you've constructed this airplane so that it holds a lot of fuel.
Yeah, we carry in the turbine, we're carrying about 230 gallons. So it gives us a really good range.
I saw that first fuselage at the exhibit. Where is the completion of the first kit? I mean, is it complete? I don't mean built, but have you
we've
built the whole thing? And
we have full production tooling.
So where on the field can people find you?
At Titusville Field?
We're
in booth 315, 314.
Perfect. Now. By Theater in the Woods. Now, at Titusville and online, where can they find you?
Just look us up, compairaviation.com.
Okay, that makes sense.
We're at Merritt Island and at Sebastian Communications. We own their hangar. We own them now. And at Titusville, we're on the west side of the airport. We have a big building there.
Fantastic. But they should call before they come there.
We give tours. We're happy to receive people. It's great.
Wow. Hey, Ron, thanks for coming. We barely scratched the surface. I feel like we want to do another session, but we don't have time.
No.
So, Ron Luck, thank you so much for joining us today on EAA Radio.
Well, thank you very much.